Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Let's Get the Tea with Key. And I am your hostess with the mostest, Key. And y'all know how I start off every podcast with, I'm the one who woke up this morning, made hell real mad per usual. And a few other people that's here nor there. Can I get a Ronnie do it? Because yes, he will. Hey, y'all. I told y'all I was going to be consistent, and consistent is key, okay? You know, Kiki. That was so corny, but I just had to say that. I'm so sorry. Consistency is key. It's me. But no, seriously, y'all. I told y'all I was going to be consistent, and I am consistent. I am posting today. It's so much I need to talk about. But I'm just going to try to break it down to the Lord's terms. Listen, y'all. Y'all know how I always be saying life be dragging me. And then you look at other people in their situations, and I be like, okay, life don't be dragging me. Life just hit me with a two-piece and a biscuit, and I got back up. People are literally getting dragged out here, okay? And it, like, hurt me to my core when I look on social media. Don't you know how you see somebody that you ain't seen in a long time and you see them and your reaction be like, oh, hey, like, oh, like, what happened? Like, baby, did you even duck a blow? Like, I understand life be lifing, but at the same time, life be life and God be God. And so what's the problem? You don't know how to block them hits, because baby, it's no way we're the same age and you look 50. Like, what is happening? Like, all jokes to the side, I was so disappointed. And I just, y'all know I always be saying I'm a sensitive thug, because I hate the fact that I'm so sensitive, especially for a person or people that I love, right? Because this individual, I ain't saying no names. This individual, we just went our separate ways. But it's like, it hurts me. When I say it hurts me to my core when I see this individual, because you're sure you can see somebody, you like, she's, well, I know I can, because I love to see a beautiful woman. Because I'm like, oh, you are so pretty. It's just something about, you know, acknowledging another beautiful woman. Period. And let me see a man that's fine. I'd be like, oh, you fine. Because let me tell you something. I don't care. If you're fine, I'm going to tell you you're fine. If you're pretty, I'm going to tell you you're pretty. But it'd be so funny, because it'd be like, when a woman tell me I'm pretty, I'd be like, oh. But when a man, I'd be like, oh, thank you. But it's like when a woman tell another woman they pretty and it ain't no hate involved, baby, that's top tier. That's top, especially to a straight woman, that's top tier, okay? Top tier. Put me up there, okay? Put me on cloud nine. But back to what I was saying. And y'all, like I said, y'all know I be saying life be life, but sometimes life be really dragging people. And I be wanting to ask, but then I don't want to know because it's none of my business. Like, what are you really going through for you to look like how you look? Because I'm gonna tell you one thing, I've been through some things, and y'all know I say it all the time, I'm very transparent. Now, life done drug me through the mud. Some of the things that I've been through, people couldn't even walk in my shoes. They couldn't even put my size 6.5 on their feet. Do you understand me? So I know they can't walk in my shoes, but I look back at it like I was messed up in a few situations. I was. I ain't gonna lie. But when I look back, I'm like, yeah, I did that. But then I bounced back like 10 times. 10 times. And I said it before. Them people can't even be in the same room as me, baby. No. No. I work too hard to get to where I'm at. So to think that you can be in the same room as me is crazy. Like, that's no. No. And they be like, that's conceited. Yep, I'm top tier. You cannot know what happened. Because let me tell you one thing about me. I will forget that we was ever in a relationship, a friendship, a situationship, I would walk right past you like, I ain't even know you. Oh, what's his name? What's her name? Oh, okay. No, I mean, that's just me. I don't know if that's the cancer in me. That's just me. And it don't even be like, I hate the person because I don't hate nobody. And I can honestly say at the age of 38, look, y'all know God been working on me overtime. I do not hate nobody, nobody. Not even the people y'all think that like, oh, she hate this person. No, I don't. I wish you the best. I wish you well. I wish you nothing but happiness and joy. Because if I don't wish you that and I don't really mean it, that's making me fake. And I ain't fake. Nothing fake about me but the hair that I wear on my head. Only because I go to hot yoga. Okay? That's the only reason why I wear my real hair. But I'm going to go get my hair done this week because I need to get it washed. Oh, y'all, this is so off topic. My hairdresser, she moved. And I have not been in her chair. And this is just not like me. So when she see my hair, I know she's going to be like, girl, what in the what? Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's not too much on my hair. Because between hot yoga and 110 degrees, getting myself back together like I want to be and drop these little weight, ain't nothing wrong with my weight, but I just need to tone it up a little bit because to my liking, it ain't like, yeah, ain't nothing wrong with me, okay? But I just want to, you know, fix some things. And if I don't like something, I'm going to fix it, period. But back to what I was saying about knowing how to bounce back when life hits you in situations, because I went left field, y'all, real quick, but I'll bring it back. You have to have the mindset and you have to do some self-care, some self-work to bounce back off something like really major. And like I was saying, I know everybody is not like Kiki. Because I'm telling you, when God made me, he made me Ford truck hard, okay? Because I'm telling y'all, I don't understand. When I look back, I'm like, wow. And I said it in podcasts, like back, way back and when I first started. Like if you met me back then when I wasn't even really in a mindset, my real mindset, and you still was around, thank you so much. Because people don't realize when people in situations or whatever, and they not really happy in what they are, they cannot deliver the real them, the authentic them, because they covering up what's really hiding inside. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, life will hit you with a two-piece and a biscuit. And baby, you got to get up. You got to get up. You got to look in that mirror. You got to look in that mirror, and if you don't like what you see, you got to change, but you got to do it for you. You can't change for nobody but you. And some people, you know, alter their situation. It could be their lifestyle, what they're going through, but they really not happy. That's the worst feeling in the world, being in a situation when you're not happy because you're doing something that you think, this is what I need because it's what I want because it's not what I ever had. But you're not happy. That is the worst feeling ever. And I promise myself, I will never, ever, ever do that again to myself. And you don't never say never. But I'm telling you, I work too hard. And I'm so glad the things that I've been through, I did it at a young age, like younger. So now I can look back and be like, dang, that was me. You know what's crazy? Because don't you know how you could say, I never, like, that could never be me. And two, that I could never be, that could never be me, be you. Let me tell you something. Now, one thing I don't do, especially when I'm in a relationship, I don't do the play fighting. I don't put my hands on people because I don't want people to put their hands on me. Point blank and the period. And the way, I can't say that. I got to watch what I say. And sometimes the way people talk to people, I be thinking like, oh, y'all really doing this? Like, So this is how y'all communicate, talking to each other like this, and y'all say that's a relationship. Okay, bet, because I'm going to be single for the rest of my life, because I will not go through that. And verbal abuse hit harder than a fist. Do you understand me? And it's crazy because, and I don't even want to bring up my past, but I just thought about something, an incident that happened to me one day, right? Out in the public with people. And when I say the person, and like people know, like me, like I'm very like, I'm just me. I'm very outspoken, and I just feel like back then I didn't have a voice. I don't know where my voice went. I don't know, but back then I didn't have a voice, and I think it was more of I was pretending, like I said in the beginning, because I wanted something that I thought I needed. Then once I realized I didn't need that, and baby, I never needed that. And look at me now. Yeah, that's what it was. But anyway, I was out at an opening. I think it was at a wedding. Yeah, it was at a wedding. And don't you know how you be so numb to a situation because, like, you just, the person got the popping off at the mouth. Like, sideways, and I ain't say nothing. But then somebody walked up to me and was like, that's how they talk to you? But when I say I was so numb to it, I was like, what? Because I, like, tuned the person out. That happened one time in my life, and that's what a God, it never happened again. That happened one time. Like I say, I don't do domestics. I don't put my hands on people. Because I don't want nobody to put their hands on me. But when I say clearly, it only took that one time. And that was it. Like, it was it for me. Because it kept playing in my head. And I was like, and I ain't say nothing. Me, I ain't say nothing. The one that be ready to pop off, I didn't say nothing. I was like, oh, yeah, it's time for me to go ahead and bounce. But, yeah, like, we got to do better. And I can say we got to do better because I look back and I knew I had to do better and I did better. And I'm just looking at, the person went live today. When I say it crushed me to my heart when I pushed play and saw them talking, I wanted to hug them. Not sure how somebody screaming out for help with their mouth. They got their hands around their mouth. You can't hear them. But they screaming out for help. That's exactly what I saw. And I was at work and my eyes just got watery and tears started falling. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm a whole gangster. I cannot be crying. Y'all know I call myself a sensitive gangster. But I mean a sensitive thug. That's what I call myself. But I was literally sitting there and tears started falling down my face. And I had to get up and go to the bathroom because I was literally at work because I could not believe what I saw. This individual was always pretty, so pretty inside out and everything. And then I saw them. I'm like, who is this? This don't even like the same person. Like, I'm confused. What happened? But we're not enemies. We just grew apart, and I wish them the best. But the reason for me making this video, the reason for me making this podcast was just a reminder, like, women and men, no matter, because men go through things too. But men, you know, they go through things different than women. They don't carry their emotions on their sleeve like women. And men go through things too, but we gotta know our worth. We gotta know how to pick ourselves up. We gotta look in the mirror, and we look in that mirror and we ain't happy with what we see. We have to make a change, but we have to do it for ourselves. Can't nobody, can't no man, can't no husband, can't no wife, can't no mother, can't no sister, can't no friend, can't no pastor, can't no priest. Nobody can do it but you. Like, you have to want more and better for yourself. If don't nobody want it for you, you have to want it for yourself. And if you look in the mirror and you're not happy with what you see, it's time to make a change. If you're not happy in your situation, it's time to make a change. If you've been in that situation for so long, whatever the situation is, if you've been in that situation so long and you're not happy and the only thing you could do is look and be sad about the situation, baby, it's time to make a change. And everybody is not like, I'm going to jump out on faith and I'm going to see how I work. I'm not going to say I'm like that either, because some things I got to think about it. I got to have like a plan A, a plan B, a plan C, maybe a D, E, F, G, because I'm not the type of person that could just, maybe because I'm a mom now, I can't just go with the flow. I got to know if I go with, if I turn this corner, what's at the door for me next? And then I can't even think like that because I'm a mom. So I got to think, once I turn this corner, is this corner going to be a good outcome for me and my child? Because my child come first. You get what I'm saying? So whatever situation you in or place you in your life, and you feel like life be life, because y'all know life be life and God be God, into whatever your religion is, but religion is, I only can speak on mine, because let me tell you one thing about me. I don't think nothing I did or whatever I'm doing is by luck. I know I'm here where I am. I'm in the situation I am because of God, okay? Ain't nobody but God when it comes to me and my religion. Whatever your religion is, that's fine. But I made it this far because of God, okay? My stuff is written down in a book, and every test that he brought me through became my testimony. I can look back and say, yeah, did that, done that, won't do it again, or been there, done that. I'm going to do it again just to see if I can get away with it. But yeah, okay? It ain't luck. It ain't a number, it's him. So whatever situation you in and you don't like it and you're looking for a change, it's time for you to make the change today. Write it down. If you don't want to write down, put it in your phone. If you got an iPhone, iPhone have this new update that's called journal. Baby, journal it, because journaling is the best thing you can do. Write it down. Tell somebody. Call your good girlfriend. Call your man and them. Tell them your... No, matter of fact, let's back up. We're not telling nobody. We going to make goals. We're going to change the things that we don't like. And then we're moving forward. Then we're going to go back after we done changed them and say to my mans and them and to my girls and them and to whoever else that you want to tell them to. Tell it to. Let them know. Yeah, I wrote this down. Back April the 9th, 2024, 10:24 p.m. Because that's what time it is now, y'all. And the date. I wrote it down. And 3 months later, 6 months later, a year later, you're going to look back and say, wow, I manifest this. I prayed for this. I made this happen because I wanted it to happen. You got to want it for yourself. You have to believe in yourself to change what you do not like. And change is good. Change is good. If you don't like it, change it. Work on the change for you. It starts with you. Okay? No matter what your situation is, if you're not happy in whatever you in, it's time to make a change. Some people's feelings going to be hurt. Some people not going to approve of it. Some people not going to like it. Some people going to talk about it. But guess what? You're doing it for you, and it's time to make a change. Because you're going to look in the mirror, and you're going to smile, and you're going to be happy for what you see and who you see. Because what you've been through will be the past. And what you're going through is your future. You hold the key to your future. Okay, and that is it, y'all. I have to get in the shower because I just cut Diva. And I said before I get in the shower, I got to make this podcast because this podcast definitely needs to reach somebody somewhere, and I'm posting it tonight. So if you want to put a title on this podcast, it's going to be The Change Starts With You. Y'all, we have to make a change if we don't like something. And stop thinking because this what you think you want, or this is what you want because you ain't never had it, or this look like this should be it because this picture perfect, but the whole time you're not happy. Baby, it's time to stop fooling yourself. Take that blindfold off your eyes and do what's happy for you. Y'all, that is it of my podcast. Y'all know what I always say. Make sure you be kind. Make sure you sweet. Make sure you spread love. If you ain't doing nothing else, make sure you spreading love out here. And y'all have a good night. Sleep tight. Also, if you drink coffee, look. Also, if you drink coffee, this is not sponsored. That mushroom coffee, I don't know what brand that you want to pick up, but the brand that I drink and I like is from Whole Foods. Listen, I will never touch regular coffee again. Mushroom coffee for me. It is delicious. I put my creamer, my plant-based creamer in it and my splendor, and I drink it and I don't crash. And y'all know I used to take melatonin at night. I have not even opened. I have 2 bottles of new melatonin. I don't even touch them because in the daytime I used to drink coffee, and I didn't drink coffee after 12, but when it was time for me to go to sleep, I couldn't sleep. When I say I get all my sleep and I wake up in the morning and I be so well rested, that this just, listen, we're talking about putting you first. I'm just letting y'all know. Try the mushroom coffee. I haven't tried the one that everybody keeps saying online. That's the, like, you can get a membership. Haven't tried that yet. One of my homegirls at church gave it to me, but I have not tried it. But the one I get from Whole Foods, if you follow me on my social media, make sure you check it out. It's at Whole Foods. And when I say it's a delicious. All right, y'all. Y'all have a good night. Bye. I told y'all, second season, Let's Get the Tea with Key, will be bringing new. I will be having guest speakers on my podcast, and we have a lot to talk about.